Okay, nothing hard. Thank everybody that listened and pays attention to the stuff. Hope our two astronauts that were sent up there are doing well. Bob Becken and Doug Hurley, both amateur radio operators. They just finished the second spacewalk, and by the time this month is out, I think they're going to be doing two more spacewalks. We'll have to change out the batteries, and then we'll be welcoming our two astronaut ham radio operators back to the Atlantic Ocean on their crew Dragon vehicle that's right now presently attached to the International Space Station with three other people on board. So it's a crew of five right now. Roy, over to you, AC2GS. This is WS2N. Back to you.
Okay, thank you very much, Paul. And thanks to everyone who participated tonight and for those people who listened in. We have IRLP from Los Alamos, California, different parts of Canada. We have Echolink going as far as Australia, thanks to Bob. And so I want to thank everyone who participated or checked in tonight. As always, it's you guys that make or break a technical net. No one wants to just hear me babble on. So thanks again. And to remind everyone, if you have any questions and you can't reach the radio, or if you have any puzzles or you have any topics you want me to cover, or you want me to tap Paul on the shoulder and have him take a look at the YouTube or website or a news item, the email address is mailbag@ac2gs.com. Again, mailbag@ac2gs.com. There is a link to a nice little optical illusion, so when you have a chance, go to roy.ac2gs.com and move the image around and see what happens. And once again, Mike KC2NJI, his amateurradio.tv website has archives of the technical net going all the way back to 2006, so please avail yourself of it. And once again, want to advise everyone that we're not over the coronavirus, as everyone pretty much knows. Take it seriously, but don't fear it, don't panic. Just act intelligently and limit your risks as much as you can. And here's a bit of wisdom from one of the wisest men that I've known, Dick, K2RIW, and that is, be kind to each other. So on that note, I wish you all a happy and healthy week, and I hope you're all able to come back here next Sunday when we'll do this all over again. This is AC2GS, and me and the technical net will be clear. I'm still here.
I want to apologize for being AWOL. I took out the HD and the battery was dead as a doornail, so instead of tuning into the net, I had to charge up the battery.
I forgive you, Ed. Just make sure it doesn't happen again, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's regretful.
Okie dokie. Stay safe, be well, and hopefully we'll chat again next Sunday night.
Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished.
I'm a pushover for Shakespeare.
Okay, WB2EAV, footmobile.
Okay, once again, this is AC2GS, and I'm clear.
This is WCDL. Anybody on right now?
W2
VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
KC2SYH listening.
WA2CDL, the repeater is going to go off in about 4 minutes. Or so, 5 minutes. How you doing?
WA2CDL, KC2SYH. Okay. Yeah, I figured it actually goes off. I think I've ran into that once before. How you been?
Okay. Just got home a little while ago. I was out. And, yeah, everything's good. Just busy.
Okay. Yeah, I got home a little while ago myself, actually.
Yeah, I just finished one of the projects I was working on. Is getting my amplifier, or one of my amplifiers, because I got a bunch of them working again. So I was going to test it today, but I got tied up. So maybe I'll do it tomorrow in the afternoon sometime. I got to set up a transmitter and give it a couple of tests, see if it's working. It should.
Okay, sounds good, sounds good.
Yeah, it's an HF amplifier. It should be putting out, I would say, at least 600 watts or more. And it's a tube amplifier. So I had to fix some of the problems with it. But I didn't test it yet, but I believe it'll work. All right, I guess we got another minute or so, and that's it.
All right. I'll say 7-3, and nice speaking to you. Hopefully, catch you on there again soon. KC2SYH, thanks for answering the call, and I'll catch you later. Have a good night. 7-3.
The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
Limark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Limark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Limark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Limark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5:00 a.m.
Limark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Limark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
2RVP listening.
Hello, Matt. Incident WS. You go someplace.
I'll do that. Yep. Do it right now. 5-2.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
N1YDY testing.
KD2KNH Mobile. W2VL repeater.
WB2ZSE.
Good morning, Steve. KD2KNH.
I'm marginally confused. Is like today the holiday?
Well, I think a lot of people took it off, or took the whole week off. Very quiet.
Oh, I'm all for that.
Well, if I hadn't just taken a week off, I would have taken this week off. Would have been a good one.
Yeah, no, I understand. It'll make it easier for me later anyway. I got a doctor's appointment, so the less traffic, the better.
Well, I'm finding out work is more relaxing than being at home lately. My wife has a list of a million things for me to do.
I thoroughly understand. I wish I was able to do a lot of that stuff. Unfortunately, I'm not as young as I used to be, and the body parts are wearing out.
I'm finding out more and more. I can't do what I thought I could do either, or in the same amount of time, that's for sure.
Yep. Anyway, let's see what happens. Just left my first stop. Had to pick up some stuff to bring into the shop and fix. And see what happens later.
Well, as it turns out, I'm heading into Patchogue Village to do a call, and gotta wait for them to open. It's a doctor's office, and I have one other call, and I'm hoping things pick up a little bit because it'll be an awful slow day.
Yeah, I gotcha. I tell you, scheduling doctor's appointments is really ripping into the middle of my day. I had one guy that would open around 8:30, but he retired.
Everybody else opening at 10?
Well, 9, but, you know, I'm usually in the office around then, or most of the way in. And at night, you know, I can't find anybody who wants to stay around during an evening or a Saturday.
No, it's difficult. My dentist, I make appointments. I try to make them first thing in the morning or last thing in the afternoon. You know, the way we bounce around, I just can't, I can't schedule anything otherwise.
Yes, I have a similar issue.
Well, all we can do is the best we can do. I mean, my dentist doesn't even have weekend hours, so it's kind of tough. Matter of fact, just before COVID, he was supposed to be replacing a tooth, and haven't heard back yet. But, well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I had an implant that was supposed to get done, and, you know, fortunately, it's all the way in the back.
Yeah, and the price of those things is outrageous for what they really are.
Yeah, well, I have my theories on that. Some of it legitimate.
You know what they really pay for the items? Well, I won't get into it, but just arriving at my call, so got to say 73, and you have a good day, and good luck with your doctor's appointment. KD2, KD clear.
Later, WB2ZSA.
WA2CDL, Trey Mobile.
Oh, back to New Jersey. WB2ZSA.
I'm heading into Brooklyn. We have an emergency I gotta look at.
Ah, not making it out of the state, huh?
Not yet. I'm waiting for the go-ahead, and then I'll be driving to Jersey, my office, but not yet.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, how far did you get?
I just got on. Just got on the last station, so I got a little ways to go.
Yep. I'm just about to exit from Nassau and into Queens in about another 2 minutes.
Yeah, it feels funny. I haven't been on this train since March. April, that's 4 months, boy. It's amazing what you forget.
Is that good or bad?
Neither, it's just the way it is. And then from when I get to Brooklyn, then I gotta take the subway to one of the stations. And then I'm going to transit headquarters. Got a power failure and I gotta look into that.
Yeah, that's not good. Anyway, well, they say the subways are the cleanest places in the city now.
Hopefully, I'm wearing my mask, so gloves and everything else, so I'm well protected.
Was there somebody else that wanted to get in here? WB2ZSA. I thought I heard somebody on the air just a moment ago.
Okay. So I was on the phone for a while yesterday, going through what the problems are, and we were trying to resolve it by remote control, but that didn't work, so I got to go in.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you can, sometimes you can't.
Yep, well, that's why I'm here. So, we'll see what happens.
Yep. Anyway, see what's going on in the office today. Let's see. It says I'll be there at 8:59.
Yeah. In the meantime, I'm a little bit confused. I like to listen to music through YouTube. And there's one particular album that I always listen to, and all of a sudden it's disappeared. I can't find it. So now I got to question YouTube what happened to it.
Probably the answer in the end comes down to money.
I'm not sure. It's a number of different volumes of different albums, and this one particular album is missing, but all the others are still there. So that doesn't make that much sense. Why would just one be missing and not all the others?
Different artists?
but I think the artists of they share the same stuff. I gotta dig a little bit deeper.
I am sure you'll find the answer.
Maybe they didn't pay their bill, so they pulled them. I guess that could be.
You know, got no idea how that stuff works. Damn, don't care to.
Neither do I. I just want to hear the music that I just love to hear. Because the music is so great. But, I'll see. I'll see if I can get it back.
Yeah, by the way, who is it?
It's called Beautiful Vocal Chill Out. And it's female vocalists, female voices, in different songs. And it's really good. I mean, if you like romance, if you like love songs, this is it.
You know, I like variety. I guess it depends on what it is. Okay, well, whatever works.
And one whitey white.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning to Andy. How are you guys doing this morning?
Well, I think we're both making headway going west.
How far west are you going?
I am going to Western Queens.
I might walk to the west end of my building, but that's about it for me today.
You know what Horace Greeley said.
Actually, I've heard the quote, but I've never felt that I was quite young enough to do it.
So what's age got to do with it?
He said, go west, young man.
Everything is a state of mind, you know.
I'm back, WHUCDL.
Go ahead, Andy.
Oh, no, I was talking to the conductor. So I missed, I had to turn the volume down. And that's it. So I'm back to you. Are you talking to someone?
Yes, I am. I'll let him pick it up.
Hey, Andy, it's Hank, N1YDY. And, we were just discussing about going west, and he said he's going to Queens, and I said I wasn't going anywhere, and I was wondering where you're off to today.
I'm heading into Brooklyn to do a look at a communications problem that came up as an emergency, so I'm going to see if I could solve the problem. So I'm heading into work.
Your chance to be the hero.
Well, they spent a lot of time yesterday on it, and they couldn't get it resolved, so they called me, and I said, I'm going to come in and see what's going on. So that's what I'm doing.
That's pretty cool. So I assume it's your city client.
Yeah, the subways. New York City Transit, of all places.
Yeah, I didn't know if you wanted to talk about that on the air. Yeah, so it's the MTA, the transit system. How is that going, by the way? Is it basically is the system basically all put together? Are you just working out the bugs, or is it still got a ways to go?
No, we're done. We've been done for a while. I'm on the maintenance end of it. If there's any issues that come up, we take care of it. And anything from consoles to equipment to anything. There's some odds and ends that have to be done, no big deal. But the system's up, it's running, it's being used. But if there's something that comes up as an emergency, I'm there. That's what I got to do.
Understood.
What was that? I missed it.
I think I said understood.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm under a contract to do this. So as long as the contract holds up, I keep doing it.
How long do you think it'll take you today?
Can't tell. It's requiring some computer work and some other things I gotta troubleshoot and see what's going on. So it might take a couple hours.
Okay, well, good luck.
I've done this before, even though it's been months. But it'll come back to me, you know. If you don't do something for a while, you forget it. But, you know, it comes back.
And I'm sorry, I forget the name of the other guy who was on the radio. Why don't you pick it up?
Oh, see, I'm not memorable. It's Steve, WB2ZSC. Yeah, it'll take longer if you got to order parts, Andy.
Yeah, no, they have spares. If anything has to be replaced, they'll just ship another one out, and then we'll replace it.
I understand that, but it'll take time to get.
Yeah, I may have an RF splitter problem. I got to look to see what's going on with that. But we'll see. We'll figure it out. Hank, can you do me a favor?
I can try.
You have a calculator handy?
Yeah, give me a second to pick it up. WA2CDL, N1YDY.
Can you, does your calculator do logarithms?
No, but I've got a cell phone that will do that. Give me a second to pull that up.
Okay.
All right, I'm in the scientific mode of my cell phone. Let me see if I can... Here we go. There's log.
Give me the log of the number 5. Number 5.
All right, if I'm doing this right, I've got 0.69897, a bunch of zeros.
Okay, so it's 0.6 something, 0.6?
Say 0.7, 0.6989.
Okay, 0.69, I'll round it at a 0.7. Okay, all right, that's, yeah. Okay.
That it?
Yeah. Okay, I got it. All right, thanks. I just wanted to, yeah, I can't do it right now because I have gloves on and I'm everything else. I'm not going to take my gloves off until I get off the train.
I'm not going to argue with that.
I'm talking to you through a mask because masks are required when you ride a train.
Yeah, well, you know, I know our numbers on Long Island are pretty good, but I still think it's a good idea to be as safe as possible.
With what's going on, I don't want to take any chances. Even though I'm not that paranoid about it, but still. The rest of the country, who knows?
Yeah. Plus, with my medical history, I don't want to take any chances. I mean, it's, I'm considered one of the I've got a problem with my immunosystem. Compromised, that's what I wanted to say. And I don't really want to take a chance. You know, I'm sure that I would be fine, but if I'm not, it would be horrible.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, you don't want that to happen, for sure.
So this is one of my older radios. It used to make a lot of noise when I transmitted, and I couldn't figure out why. And I found a video on YouTube, of all places, that suggested there was an oxidation problem with how they mounted the board to the aluminum chassis. And all it required was to take the board mounting screws out and clean up the mounting pads with one of those fiberglass pencils. They didn't say fiberglass pencil, but it's just what I had handy. and I can't believe that it it no longer makes noise when I transmit. So it's a very low cost, easy to do fix.
Yeah, you're gonna be the repeater.
Yeah, I think you've lost the repeater, Andy.
Yeah, I'm coming into Jamaica Station. This is a bad area. I'll talk to you.
So, Steve, are you still there?
Yeah, if I can find my microphone.
It's usually at the end of that long, curled-up wire.
Yeah, I know, but I put it down, it rolls around, and then I gotta sort of, like, reel it in.
I'm not much of a CB guy, but one of the few things that I've seen in CB accessory stores and truck stops and the like is those little things that hold your microphone on a reel, and when you let go, the microphone goes up someplace, and it's always in the same place when you reach for it.
Nope, I've never seen those. But somebody comes up with a better mousetrap, you know, they're out there selling it. Anyway, I'm actually ahead of Andy a little bit, which is sort of surprising, because we sort of got on the road at the same time.
Yeah, but Andy has to stop every 3 feet to let more people on the train.
Yeah, and I'm on the Long Island Expressway.
Oh no, the dreaded distressway.
Yep. Anyway, I'm just over Queens Boulevard right now, sort of north of him, I guess. A little bit to the west.
Okay, so what's on your agenda when you get to work?
Well, I gotta fix the stuff that I just picked up. That's one thing. I'll find out what else is going on when I get there.
Okay. So, I'm not doing much myself today. I just have some housekeeping chores, and then I got a doctor's appointment.
Yeah. What's this? Everybody's got doctor's appointment. I got one later. I don't know. Which reminds me, let me sneak out of here. I do have to make a telephone call.
All right, Steve. Thanks very much for keeping me company, and I'll catch you later. This is N1YDY, and I'll be clear.
See you later. N1YDY, WB2CSE.
K2KNB.
Hey, Richie. How you doing? N1YDY.
Morning, Hank. I wasn't sure who was signing, you or Steve.
Steve had to make a phone call.
All right. What are you up to this morning?
Not too much. Had some coffee, watched a YouTube video on how to fix a problem with one of my radios, and to my great surprise, it actually worked and didn't cost anything. And that's about it. Been a relatively slow morning, but this afternoon I got a doctor's appointment.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing what you find on YouTube, and it just keeps expanding. I think my grandson even has his own little channel there. But, yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I'm still not quite sure why this particular fix worked, but must be something to do with corrosion or oxidation or something like that. But it was simple enough and didn't take a lot of time, and now the radio appears to work.
I have had that corrosion or oxidation problems with my cameras. Which is interesting because since we've been more or less locked in, I don't generally take, like, nature pictures, outdoor pictures, whatever. You know, usually it's with my grandkids. We haven't seen them, so I haven't taken pictures. So my cameras are basically sitting idle for almost 4 months now. So I'm going to have to take that out, make sure the contacts are all clean. I think I took all the batteries out. But, yeah, it's crazy where we're at now.
N1YDY. Yeah, so speaking of cameras, many years ago I resurrected my old high school camera. And my parents had given me this camera when I was a senior in high school. And, you know, I had it through college. And when I found it, there was a dead battery in it, and I was lucky I got the dead battery out before it leaked. But there was also a roll of film in it, and it was really kind of neat to develop and see pictures that I didn't even remember taking. But, you know, once I saw the pictures, I remembered them.
Yeah, that is interesting. I'm surprised the film still remained printable, developable. That, I mean, it just deteriorates after a while.
That's great. I just scratched something and, of course, I must have opened up a scab, so I'm bleeding profusely, but whatever.
And then I think today if you walked outside bleeding profusely, people would accuse you of bioterrorism.
Yeah, everybody will step away, you know. No, I think I scratched myself doing some gardening, and it was itching, so I just scratched it without realizing pulled the scab off, but I think it's stopping now, but not exactly. You know what? Let me go wash it off. KTKMV.
Okay, when you come back, I got a question. No rush, but I just something I wanted to ask you.
No, go ahead and ask it, Hank. It's fine.
Does anybody know how long ago Richie passed away?
Might have been Tuesday morning. I'm not sure. Or last week. I'm just trying to think because, I have the feeling that's what it was, maybe Tuesday morning. Certainly no later than Wednesday morning.
Well, I know he had some trouble with the club, but are we doing anything for him? Any kind of memorial or remembrance?
I honestly, I don't think so. I wrote it up in the log. Not the log. It'll be in the log. It'll be on the reflector, and I'll mention it again tonight. But, you know, it's a tough call. But certainly the mentioning of it. And, of course, the other problem is that, you know, under these circumstances, I mean, if there was a funeral, I'd certainly announce that. But you're not going to have those kind of things. You know, I'm guessing it'll be like a simple non-attended funeral because there's nobody to go, or a cremation or whatever. So, no, I don't think there'll be a memorial for him, Hank.
Okay. Do you know who found him or how he found out about it?
Not exactly, but my understanding is that it was early in the morning and he was having breakfast and he, don't know, might have had a heart attack or something, but he had an aide there. He had an aide with him all the time.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm glad he had somebody with him. It was kind of a sad physical situation. I don't know if you've ever been to the house, but it was not something that I would wish on anybody.
No, it's definitely very sad, you know. Shame that this is the way it was, but you know, when somebody can't exercise control, whatever the reason, I think it was medical for sure, but as I wrote in the reflector, can't let other people's problems become our problems. You know, we have 350 to 400 members who weren't using the repeater, who were getting upset and trying to rationalize. You know, it just didn't work, but yeah, it's definitely a shame that that's the way it ended.
And I'm not questioning your judgment on what you did there. I mean, I do know there's 350 or so folks on the repeater, and I do know that I was one who sometimes shied away from using it when he jumped on. So, I mean, I understand exactly where you're going, and I agree. It's still a sad way for someone to, you know, spend the last days they have. That's all I was saying.
Yeah, absolutely. This case can be absolutely no question. And we tried. We really did try. But it was a situation where he would say that he would do something, and then he couldn't do it. And no matter how much he spoke to him about it, it was a problem. And it's a shame, you know. He had he really had the world. And whatever, when he was in Whitestone, had a very good situation, and just let that situation get out of hand. Anyway, it is what it is. But, you know, it's sad times. I do believe if there were a funeral, people would, there were people that would be absolutely in attendance. And unfortunately, that's not going to be the case.
All right. Well, thanks very much for the information. And like I said, I wasn't questioning your judgment on what you were saying. It was just a comment on, you know, how things can get out of hand. All right, so have a good one. N1, K2K and B, N1YD, White Clear.
All right, Hank, have a good one. K2K and B.
Here is WB2EAV listening.
WB2VBN monitoring.
Sorry, Stacy, I'm kind of weak and I didn't get the call. This is WB2EAV. I'm sorry, you're very weak, very noisy, and I really can't make it out.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
A way of coming around.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
How was your 4th of July weekend?
That wasn't too bad, can't complain.
Same here. Quiet, uneventful. Little family gathering, very small, and we're back to work. But anyway, just wanted to jump back in and hear everybody else coming back to you. Gotta run, but you have a good day. KD2KNH clear.
No problem, much appreciated. Enjoy the rest of your day there. KC2SYH, 73 for now.
Thank you.
repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
That's on my first can of caffeine this
sugar-free soda. I had one cup of hot coffee, but I switched over to caffeine soda. You take it like Bob. That's 7CN2H2H. Anyone else on frequency before QSY and 2HOH? Nothing heard, and 2HOH clear.
RVP base station, anybody, I heard somebody maybe checked in or keyed up, anybody on frequency? This is Matt.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
KD2FHI listening. Listening.
2KNH Mobile, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, 2-2. Yes, Mobile here as well on the SDR going north. What's your situation there?
Well, on the LIA eastbound, what am I approaching? Probably around exit 60, so no traffic out here. How's the SDR today?
Yeah, it's clear. It's fine. Doing 40. It's a beautiful day. Hot, though. It's 94 degrees, according to my car's thermometer. But traffic's light. Moving. There's boats on the river here. A couple of sailboats. And it's nice. Traveling's nice. Not often. It's 60, though. It's amazing, the repeater. I'm quite a few miles away from you.
Well, it's a linked repeater system, so I'm coming to you from the Sheldon repeater, and you're coming off the Glen Oaks.
Oh, yes, no, I know. Yeah, that's true. But I'm just commenting that the signal's very clear. It's a good, clear signal coming to me. I'm hoping mine's just as nice to you. But, yeah, I'm just going about my business today. It was in Brooklyn. Now I'm going to be in Manhattan, and then I have to go back to North Brooklyn and take a look at some other things for my clients. That's pretty much my day today.
I hope the traffic stays light, and I know what it's like in there when it's not. So you have my sympathy if it's if it was really heavy, but things must be fantastic. With this COVID nonsense still going on. I mean, wherever I go, I'm able to park in parking lots out here as well.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Well, COVID isn't a beautiful thing, but the side effects of it has been nice, especially for myself. I call on hospitals, and parking in some of these places is next to impossible. Most of the time I get to go into their courtyards where the receiving is, but a lot of times I can't. So trying to park is a bit of a pain, or it costs me money parking in the public lots and all. But the traffic, I'm noticing more cars.
Yeah, it's been picking up out here too, but yeah, I do copiers and printers, so I'm all over. And we had a gentleman I spoke with quite some time ago that was, I had mentioned New Rochelle. I used to do work in a hospital up there.
No, I don't recall doing any work up in New Rochelle. I call mainly on the New York City ran hospitals like Metropolitan, Jacoby, Bellevue, and also some state facilities. So most of my work is all government work, but not New Rochelle.
I was talking to somebody quite some time ago that was, you know, doing the same kind of work going around to the hospitals, and I had mentioned I had previously done work in New Rochelle, and he informed me of the change in name as well. You know, these hospitals are always changing names these days. Anyway, I got to run, but I just wanted to get back to you and say hello, and I wish you well in your journeys. KD2KNH clear, 73. You have a good day.
I appreciate the QSO. Yeah, it makes it go by much, much faster and definitely more pleasant. This is KD2FHI. Thanks again. Best to you today, and good luck. Safe driving. Hope to catch you again down the road. KD2FHI on the side listening.
W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
WB2CSE.
W2VL repeater.
WB2CSE NY2H.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Whiskey Bravo 2, Mike Sierra Bravo Mobile, listen.